This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There is no sign of a truce taking hold in Sudan as foreign governments, including the U.S., evacuate their diplomatic staffs, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Some 70 U.S. embassy staffers have been airlifted from Sudan's capital, Khartoum, on the order from President Biden, who was advised that there is no end to the fighting between rival military factions. On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, military analyst Steve Ganyard says the airlift was dangerous, but it appeared to go well.
Three special operations Chinooks flying 800 miles at 100 feet at night.
But for U.S. civilians, an estimated 16,000, the military said it was too risky to get them out. But the White House vowed to do what it can to help. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Pope Francis on Sunday called for the resumption of talks in Sudan to end the fighting in Africa's third largest nation. He said, unfortunately, the situation in Sudan remains grave. Francis telling the public gathered in St. Peter's Square, quote, thus I'm renewing my appeal so that the violence ceases as soon as possible and that the paths of dialogue resume. He called people to pray for our Sudanese brothers and sisters. More than 400 people, including 264 civilians, have been killed and more than 3,500 have been wounded in the fighting. Kenyan police said Sunday they had uncovered bodies of another 26 people believed to be members of a cult, bringing to 47 the number of corpses linked to the movement found in 3 days. On Saturday, police sources said 21 bodies had been exhumed in Canada in a probe into a cult whose followers are believed to have starved themselves to death.